Peter Hoare pulled off a number of high-profile media stunts during 1997, including running onto the track during the Melbourne Cup, cutting the soccer net during the Iran versus Australia World Cup, an incident which many claim cost Australia the game, and simulating a hanging during Michael Hutchins' funeral ceremony.
Why did you decide to protest by running in front of television cameras?
Well, a number of people I want to reach with my message. And my message is that I want to speak to the world about.
Explain your Melbourne Cup stunt and why you did it.
The horses are running past. I decided to run on the horse tracks to do a protest about looking at horses. So they filled horses with a drug called Lasix to boot, and 2,000 horses worldwide a year crash.
You know how Jeff Kennedy called you a serial pest? Do you think you're a serial pest?
Jeff Kennedy sees me as a serial mind, as a mind of a serial person, like a serial killer has a mind, and I have that state of mind, and I use that state of mind in society to make movies.
So these PR stunts, you think they're movies?
Yeah.
Can you talk a bit about what you did at the World Cup? What exactly were you trying to say by running onto the field?
Don't put animals in cages. Zoos are something which is, you know, why people put animals in cages.
So what's the connection between the soccer net and animals?
At the zoo there's this gorilla cage, and all the gorillas hang in the cage, and it looks like a soccer net.
Michael Hutchins, do you know what did you do?
I was standing at the back of the church, and the case started singing this song, I don't believe in an invention of God. Now I get a stuck up neck, rah, rah, there was a TV spot, the Diane Jacquard, it's me. And they took me down, they put me in a police shop, they threw me in the back of a police van.
So why did you scream that out at Michael Hutchins' funeral? Like, why did you interrupt his funeral?
Because Paula Yates is like the consummate artist who's manipulated the media to get what she wants.
So would you have done any of these stunts if television cameras weren't there?
At the funeral? No. That's why I went to the funeral, to do a television stunt.
It's my way of saying hello to the camera.
No, I just think it's on to television. I go, sure, it's on to television.
What would happen if they were ignored?
If they were ignored?
Ignored, like, yeah. They didn't make it to the news the next night. Will it have been worth it?
No. No, I'll never do it again.
Media activism can reach unbelievable extremes, with monks and students in countries like Vietnam and India actually lighting themselves on fire in a last desperate measure to bring media attention to a cause.
Australia is at a turning point at the moment, and frankly, if we want to start competing with Asia, our protesters are going to have to start lifting their game. I can't believe it. Peter Everett has been reported for striking.
Everett was reported for striking the Western Bulldogs' Rowan Smith following the top of the table clash on the weekend. Peter Everett's Brownlow medal and state hopes are under threat.
We've seen the tribunal on Tuesday. That still gives me some time to do something about it.
Free Spider Everett!
Okay, I've chosen the heartland of St Kilda to do the self-immolation, corner of Akron Street and the Esplanade, and I've sent out press releases to all the major news agencies. I've sent it out to newspapers, to television stations, to radio stations. So far, one RMIT journalism student has turned up. Okay, let's do it. Of course, if all else fails, you can just sit back, relax, and wait for the media to discover you, like a current affair discovered the Paxton family.
How can three young people who say they're desperate for work knock back good jobs in a tropical paradise and still expect to collect the dole?
Shane Paxton, at 18, he's never had a job. And it's the same story for Shane's 17-year-old brother, Mark.
There's just no reason to get out of bed.
You don't think you're selling your future out by just not wanting to have your hair cut?
These excuses were only the start.
We've had a massive response to the story.
We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to be in it anymore. I'm not saying anymore.
Mrs. Paxton might be coy, but her neighbours were anything but.
I think it's disgusting.
What did I do at night?
Oh, it disturbed me in the neighbourhood.
Well, it was an extraordinary story last night, and the reaction right around Australia has been disbelief and anger. Thousands of calls to us and to Talkback Radio.
You know, a lot of people have criticised the current affairs and techniques for getting a good story, but I've actually learned quite a lot from them.
Good jobs in a topic of
paradise. It's Wednesday morning, and I'm outside Ray Martin's North Sydney home. Now, at this time, most of us will be out of the house and headed for work. But where, oh where, is Ray? We suspect he's in there. That's right, whilst you're off at your 9-to-5 job, the work-shy Ray is still lounging around at home. Now, today we're going to find out exactly when Ray decides it's finally time to leave and go to the office. Now, to keep an accurate time of the exact point when he does leave his home, we've brought along our official timekeeper. Shane Paxton, thanks for joining us.
How are we, John?
Now, what time do you have?
We have 9:15 and still no Ray.
9:15, and where, oh where, is Ray? I'm going to go in. I happen to know that Ray knows who I am, so I've brought along a disguise, my Mike Munro papier-mâché head. Will you please come out, Mr. Martin? It's 9:30, Mr. Martin. Why aren't you at work? Don't you think you owe ordinary Australians an explanation? Taxpayers, battlers, ordinary hard-working Australians, war veterans, many of them caught in factory machinery, they all have to go to work in the morning. Why aren't you at work in the morning, Mr. Martin? Just answer the question, Mr. Martin. Mr. Martin, we want to ask you a few questions. We want to ask a few questions.
I don't care. You're such a sweet person.
Leave it. Just answer the questions. We're on public property.
You know what?
Leave us alone. We're on public property.
You know what?
We're on public property.
I listen to somebody in very high places and you.
Ray, don't.
It's not worth it. Ray,
you
should say it. Ray.
Yeah, Ray, don't. It's not worth it.
Oh,
I should be ashamed. I didn't do anything to your family.
Why did you go to
me?
Did I have anything to do with your family? Why did you not
come to my front door?
You certainly are. You
certainly
are. Oh,
Ray,
you're leaving
a way when
they're
going to
destroy
you.
Head to it. You can't understand what you did to our family.
We have no
way. Pardon? Mr. Joseph walking up my front door. Mr.
Joseph
and my family are
destroyed. We will not be
identifying. Where's the joke of what you did to my family? Where?
We want a comedy program. You would, your mother invited us in there, Shane.
You weren't invited there on the day you come and camped at the front.
I've just spoken to Roger Grant at the ABC. He says that it is a very thing ABC don't do. It's trespassing a property. It's a private matter. It's got
nothing. This is on public property.
No, my house is a private. That is not private.
I saw you yesterday.
Public property. That's my property. Why go through my garbage? The teachers ring me up a moment ago and say, would you hear going through the garbage?
Ray, your show does that all the time. Your show goes through garbage, your show goes through people's
garbage. Which particular garbage? Tell me when. Yeah. What's this generalisation? Which garbage are you going?
Generalisation. You know what your show does.
Which
you
garbage?
Know. You went on John Laws the other day and said you don't pay for stories. Your show pays for stories all the time. And what about...
Mr. Martin, we just wanted to ask. We wanted to ask why you weren't at work at 9 in the morning.
What's the joke? What's the joke? You're simply trying to justify.
No, my argument with you is completely different.
Well, it's just coincidentally you happen to be here.
Did you talk with Kevin Coles? Did you?
Afterwards. No, I had no reason to think it was a setup, sure. Just being physically taken on the plane and taken up there.
No, we went there because we believed. We were, you know, naive, and we believed that, you know, a show. like yours would do something good.
Is he on public property?
Why are you touching the garbage?
Why are you getting inside my...
Some of it blew away. Some of it blew. It was like, you know, it's like a windy day. I'm from Melbourne. I didn't know the weather's like this. It's 9:30. The majority of people are at work. And why aren't you at work at 9:30?
You've got the answer. I have a program that goes on at 6:30 at night. I get home at 8 o'clock at night. The previous night before you trespassed on my property, I was at work until 11:05 doing a special that we're doing shortly.
Everyone's doing it tough in Australia at the moment,
though.
We all have to tighten our belts.
Did you talk to people next door and talk to people in the street? What did you ask them?
No, we didn't ask them anything.
We
didn't speak to anybody?
I didn't go to the right journalism school. We actually had planted a hidden camera in your forehead.
Okay, finished?
Yes. I'm on public property.
You weren't on public property when you went into my house.
When you attacked me,
I watched the veil when you said to attack you. When you went through that. When you go through my personal property, which is out there recycling, I get angry. See, I'm human. Did I do something wrong?
Okay, but I'm on public property. I was on public property when you attacked me.
Well, go and see the police.
I will. Okay. I mean, you've ripped my mask.
Good.
That's my property. On public property.
Go and see it, please.
Hey, we're going now. You have your last chance to say whatever you want.
I'll step back.
Have it, future media tycoons. Some sound advice on sensible things you could be doing right now to advance your career. Think production, think distribution, think self-promotion. And remember, it's who you know these days, so use any opportunity to make a good impression.
Makes the men all poor. Bitch, if you got a woman, she might make you forget yours. There's a bottle of the world that doesn't stop her character. The whole place they want by an actor. And every real man that tries to approach, from the coast they come, it gets just like a rope. I don't think I can handle it. She goes channel to channel. So looking for that hero. She watched Channel Zero.
Zero.